I'm curious just personally, because I kind of went through a little bit of that, a similar transition out of pastoral, mm-hmm. you know, local church pastoring ministry mm-hmm. to doing more of like a, I don't know what you call it, itinerant parachurch type ministry, right? And it was a bit of an identity crisis for me, you know? I'm curious about that transition for you too.
Yeah. I mean, I love being a pastor. Now, of course, as you well know, and anyone who's been a pastor for a while knows, it can be very challenging. And it's not easy. We planted a church. It was a lot of hard work, but God blessed it in very significant ways. I think the first thing that I experienced was a sense of loneliness and missing the conversations with my fellow pastors in the hallways and the secretaries and the teachers. We had church school teachers at the school, the custodial staff. I mean, everybody had come to mean something. And we had, though we started the church in 1977, by the time I left in 1990, we had 56 full-time employees at the church and in all of these different areas, including a number of pastors. And so I missed that. Now, what I didn't miss was all the meetings, because I was involved in all the elders' meetings and all the pastor meetings, and we had a ministry management team and a small group of us that any meeting that we ever had, it seemed like I was in. And so suddenly, I'm in parachurch ministry, and I go, well, I miss all the conversations in the hallways and the relationships. But wow, as a result of not having meetings, so many meetings, I am actually able to get some writing done, get more speaking preparation done, and still ministering to people and touching their lives. But so that was part of the pro and con.